Perhaps you think a story about baking powder would be quite bland, but the tale of these two brothers is one that still very much touches our world today. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, that's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
In the early 1800s, Francis Hulman immigrated from Germany to the United States. He soon sent a letter to his brother Herman to come join him. Francis moved from Ohio to what was then the frontier of Terre Haute, Indiana in 1850. There, the brothers began a new venture.
And they started a wholesale grocery, importing coffee, spices, and then it grew into general merchandise, producing their own foods, and in the 1870s started producing baking powder, one of which was a Clabber brand that is ubiquitous now in every grocery store in the United States.
Gary Morris shares the story from Terre Haute. He says the business was a success, but tragedy struck the Hulman brothers soon after their work began.
Francis had returned to Germany to visit family, and on the return boat trip, they caught on fire, and he and his wife and daughter perished.
Herman took over the business and began to expand the reach of their commerce. Their iconic Clabber Girl baking powder began to be produced in the late 1800s, but it was difficult to sell it far beyond the reach of their headquarters. Sales tactics began to change, though, in the 1920s. Tony Hulman Jr. saw a way to distribute Clabber Girl nationwide.
So he sent fellows out in little panel trucks to call on every meat market and grocery store, had another crew knock on the doors of all the farms and give the lady of the house a can of baking powder, then put a barn post sign up, and then would send out a semi-trailer full of product, and the little sales guys would come back like bees to the hive and load up with their product.
The strategy worked, and Clabber Girl became a nationally known brand, but the Hulmans ventured into products far beyond baking powder, into things you know very well today. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Terre Haute, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.